我们再次请弟兄姊妹来起立，我们一起来同心攻读圣经主的话语。我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll read the Chinese version first, and then we go to English version.
我们从书卷名开始读起。
Start from the chapter.
提摩太后书二章一到七节。
Second Timothy chapter two, verses 1-7.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，可不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫，理当先得粮食。我所说的话，你要思想。因为凡事主必给你聪明。 You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himselffith the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Please be seated. 大家请坐。愿神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless everyone that reads the scriptures.
今天我们的题目叫做代代相传。
Today's the topic is make disciples through generations.
今天我们的题目呢，也是我们教会使命的重要组成部分，因为在十一月份，我们每一讲都是讲教会使命的一个方面。
So today's topic is very crucial part of the church's mission, as in November, every sermon is related to our mission.
这是教会使命的五个方面。
This is the five factors of, the five missions that our church has.
领人归主。
Bring people to the Lord.
代代相传。
Make disciples through generations.
持守圣经。
Exalt and abide by the Bible.
建立教会。
Build up the church.
荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ.
说到使命，我们知道圣经里面有一处大使命。
When we talk about mission, there is a big mission described in the scriptures.
在圣经什么地方？考一考大家。
Where is it in the scripture exactly?
我们以前讲过的。
We have talked about it before.
实际上今天这篇的讲道呢，我讲过很多次，因为在不少的这个培灵聚会特会当中，我都很喜欢讲这一篇的信息。
Actually, today's sermon I've mentioned many times in my previous sermons, and I really like to talk about what we talk about today.
在圣经当中，关于这个大使命呢，实际上出现过五次。
So there, the big mission were mentioned five times in the scripture.
四福音书当中，主耶稣复活以后，都有讲到过耶稣给门徒传这样一个使命。
So in the, Gospels, the four Gospels, every time it was talked about to the disciples from the disciples to the others.
那么在使徒行传。当中使徒行传一章第八节也讲到主复活以后升天以前给门徒的这个使命。
It was also in Acts, Paul also talked about after the Lord ascended his mission to his disciples.
那么最有名的一段经文呢，是在马太福音第二十八章。
One of the most verses is in Matthew chapter 28.
等一下我们会去读。
And we'll mention that later.
那么这一节的这个大使命
So the big mission what we talk about in this chapter
和我们教会的使命
And then related to the mission of our church
实际上是密切相关的
It's very closely related
我们以后会一样一样来看。
And I will go step by step in the future.
那么我们刚才所读的提摩太后书。
And the chapter we just read, Second Timothy.
是使徒保罗写给提摩太的书信。
Is the chapter that Apostle Paul wrote to his son Timothy.
使徒保罗虽然他没有一般啊，这个解经家都相信他没有结过婚，也没有自己肉身的孩子。
And Bible translators that kind of recognize that Paul did not have a physical son.
但是呢，在圣经当中，他有说过他自己有真儿子，就是比儿子还亲的儿子。
In scriptures, actually, he talked about a spiritual son, well, son in Christ, which is
the better son, a true son,
a real son.
那么，他这个两个真儿子啊，都姓提。
They both name last name. T.I.
这比较难翻译。那一个叫什么？提摩太啊，一个叫提摩太。
One of them is Timothy.
另外一个叫什么？啊 ，Titus 提多。
The other one is Titus.
那提摩太和提多呢？这两位真儿子，他们的个性很不一样。
And they have very different personalities between Timothy and Titus.
提多是个性比较强的这样一位传道人。
Titus has a very strong personality.
遇到什么样的困难他也不怕。
And he can pretty much get through every hardship.
教会当中有罪啊，面对异端，他就直接去这个抵挡这些的错误异端。
Well, he faces heresy and then he goes right on.
那么这个提摩太呢，是一个个性比较柔弱的传道人。
And on the other side, Timothy has a little soft personality.
那么在遭遇试炼痛苦的时候，保罗呢就要安慰他。
And in trial, Paul comes to comfort him.
就写到说，我纪念你的这个眼泪。
And he can memorize his tears.
这个提摩太呢，他常常的这个痛苦的时候，他就自己在那里这个流泪自怜。
When he's in trial, he always weeps tears.
但是使徒保罗不单一方面安慰他的这个真儿子，更和他分享一种中文叫盐的爱英文叫 tough love.
So not only Apostle Paul comes to comfort him, but also share tough love with him.
我们现在这个弟兄会正在一起来讨论爱的五种语言。
And in our brothers' fellowship, we're talking about the five languages of love.
那个我有一次我和弟兄们分享啊，这个我们只是共讨论啊，共参考。
And one time we shared like this is only for references.
像这个爱的语言呢，大概可能不止五种。
And there may be more than five languages of love.
至少有一种语言，这个叫很严的一种 tough love， 在那本书里面他没有提到。
At least one of those languages I believe are called tough love, but was not mentioned in that book.
当然那个书里面写的内容也是很好啊，很重要的啊。
But the content of that book is very important.
那么保罗和他分享这个 tough love， 然后用三个榜样来激励他更好的服侍神。
When Paul shared the tough love with Timothy, he also pointed out three examples.
那么在刚才我们所读的这段经文一开头的这个经文当中呢？
In the scripture we just read.
那使徒保罗他就用了一个希腊文当中的一个句式叫做命令句式 imperative mode.
And Apostle Paul used the imperative
mode
in the sentencing just to kind of make it a sentence more stronger.
那什么叫命令句式呢？就翻译成中文的时候，常常就说你要怎么样，你要怎么样这样的一种的句式。
What does imperative mode mean is it has a commanding voice, which actually demands people to do what he's asking them to do.
Exactly. 那么这个第一节、第二节、第三节，每节用了这么一个句式。
And every verse is using the same tense.
然后第四节、第五节、第六节，每一节打了一个比方。
From verse 4 to 6, they're using parables.
就用当时周遭的人、老百姓都很熟悉的这样三种的不同的工作来打这个比喻，说你要怎么样，你要怎么样，你要怎么样。
The parable actually is closely related to what people at the time were very, very well known was related to their work.
那第一二三节和第四五六节呢，正好可以成双配对。
And then the verses 1 to 3 and 4 to 6 can be paired.
Exactly. 这个第一节和第六节是一对，第二节和第五节是一对，然后第三节和第四节又是一对。
Which verses 1 and 6 can be paired.
当然了，我们
2 and 5 and 3 and 4.
当然我们知道这个互文换义啊，虽然不是那么严格，但是在每一种的比喻当中有它的一个侧重点。
We know when the verses complement reinforce each other, it's not very strict, but it has its meanings.
那么用的三种的这个比喻呢，一个是军人，一个是运动员，还有一个是农夫。
The three parables are farmers, athletics, and soldiers.
Exactly. 好，那我们就一个一个来看啊。
So we go one by one.
首先在第一节当中，使徒保罗对提摩太说：“我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你要。”刚强，这是第一个命令。
So in verses 1, Paul told Timothy, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of Christ, in that is in Christ Jesus."
那他自己不是比较软弱吗？常常这个流泪吗？那保罗跟他说，说你要刚强。
So when Timothy, like we talk about, he was a little soft, so Paul told him to be strong.
那么怎么样的刚强呢？
How to be strong?
当然，我们从运动员的身上，我们从士兵的身上也都能够学到，但是。特别的，我们来看一看这个农夫。
We can learn that from soldiers and also athletes, but particularly we want to look at farmers.
在第六节，保罗说，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
In verse 6, it says, the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
圣经当中不是唯一的这个一处提到农夫。
It's not the only time that farmers were mentioned in the scripture.
使徒雅各也提到农夫。
And Jacob also mentioned farmers.
啊，他也鼓励圣徒们说：“弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。”
He also encouraged disciples to be patient until God comes.
然后你看，他也是打了这样一个比喻：我们要像农夫一样，怎么样呢？忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Another parable was made, just like we have to be like farmers to patiently wait for the yield from the land.
直到得了秋雨春雨。
Until it received the early and latter rain.
然后第八节，打完了这个，讲完了这个比喻以后，说你们也当忍耐。
And now in verses 8, after the parable, and it commands them to be patient.
然后下面注意，坚固你们的心。
And solidify your heart.
因为主来的日子近了。
Because God's day is near.
我们要像农夫那样的忍耐。
We have to be perseverance like farmers.
要像农夫那样的有一个坚固的心，那样来刚强。
We have a solid heart like the farmers and be strong.
英文呢，我就用了一个词叫做 endeavor， 不断的努力。
In English, we use the word endeavor to tell the persistent effort.
我们弟兄姊妹们有谁种过田的
？Who have done work in the farm？
没有啊，有，老曹弟兄啊，我们的尚云弟兄，还有吗？我种过田啊，那个后面也有啊，这还有一些啊。
We have many brothers and sisters who have done that before.
我也种过小麦，也插过秧，插过水稻。
I've planted many crops.
但是其实我是在城里面长大的孩子。
But I grew up in the city.
可是下面如果我问的话，大家都会举手。
But if I ask the next question, I think everybody will raise their hand.
我们谁是农民的孩子？
Who is the child of a farmer?
我们大家都是，对不对啊
？We all are.
今天我不知道为什么，大概从几十年、二三十年以前，在国内开始，这个农民本来是一个很荣耀的这样一个光荣的身份，变成骂人的话了。我不知道为什么。
But I don't know when it started, but before I believe farmers were a name of glory. Now it became a kind of a belittled name.
变成去贬低人。
Is sometimes we use that word to belittle others.
我们谁最不往祖先上数不是农民呢
？Whose ancestor is not farmer?
我们中国是一个农耕的国家。
China is the country of agriculture.
脸朝黄土背朝天，实际上农夫是非常非常的不容易，大家晓得吗
The hardship is there for the farmers.
我们去种那个实验田种小麦的时候呢，实际上这个撒那个麦种还比较容易。
So when we plant the grain, it was easier to plant the seeds.
我印象最深的就是去插秧。
But I
One. 这个比较难 ，plan the rice.
Yeah, it's one of the steps is particularly hard for me.
那么这个插秧的时候呢，裤脚都要挽起来，挽过膝盖，然后站到那个水田的踩到泥里面去。
When I was planting the crop, I have to wrap up all my my leaves and all my trousers and step in the middle of the water.
如果要是插那个早稻啊，那个水是非常非常冰冷刺骨的。
And the water sometimes are very cold.
那我们插秧的呢是比较靠南方，水稻不是那么冷。
So I was in the southern land, we do that often.
那可是这个插着秧，然后有人说，哎，不对劲儿，然后赶快跑到岸上，你猜腿上有什么？
And sometimes when I was doing that, and then I feel different, and I have to get off the water and see what I found on my legs.
有蚂蟥水蛭。啊。哦，这个 water 什么？利齿，对，利齿，有利齿啊。那个腿上有这个蚂蟥利齿的时候呢，你还不能硬往外揪。
And when I have the leech on my leg, I can't just force it out by pulling it.
你越揪它越往里钻。
As I try to put it, it will get even deeper.
把那个鞋拿下来，反正鞋都搁在岸上了，也不会都跟你到水里面去，拿那个鞋啪啪去敲。
I'll take off my shoes or take my shoes and just slap my legs.
然后那个蚂蟥就掉下来。
Until it gets bitten out of my leg.
哎呀，非常的不容易啊。
It's very hard.
然后你看插完的那个秧啊。
When I look at my work afterwards,
人家老乡非常有经验的那个插的秧一排一排的，特别整齐，特别均匀，特别漂亮。
And when experienced farmers, they can do it in a way that it looks very beautiful, very uniform.
然后看我们插完那个秧，你都不想看了。
And when I did mine, I didn't even want to look at what I did.
歪歪扭扭的。
It was not even beautiful.
也不均匀。
And it's not uniform.
那好，那我请问大家，这么辛苦把这个秧插下去以后。好啊，太好了，明天我们就来收割是吗？
So when I did all the work, do you think I would get the harvest the next day?
如果说哎呀我这个迫不及待呀，我这个就是忍不住啊，这个刚插下去了，明天我来收割，这个叫什么？拔苗助长，是不是？
So if I try to get the harvest the next day, it's pretty much called the spoiling growth with undue haste.
我们在服侍的主的过程当中，弟兄姊妹，
when I serve the Lord,
我常常面对各种的逆境。
We face adversities and hardships.
顺利的时候少，考验我们的时候多。
And it is rarely we have a good time. It's most of the time we're in trial or adversities.
然后还往往是这人撒种，圣经怎么说？那人收割。
And sometimes we're the one who planted and probably others harvest.
以前我们在纽约上周服侍的时候，特别体会这句话。
When I was in Upper State, New York,
我们常常是做那个撒种的工作。
We always have a service of planting.
人快要信主了。
And when the people were about to believe in God,
毕业走了。
And they graduate.
或者换工作走了。
Or they had a job, change of job.
就是在这里辛勤的服侍摆上，好像很难看到结果。
So I've done a lot of work, but I rarely seen results.
教会每年不是没有人信主，实际上也有很多人信主。
It's not like nobody believed in God when I was there, but there are a lot of people who actually believed in God.
但是流动率特别的高。
But there's very high flow rate.
所以更多的是做那个耕耘的工作。
And then most of the time I was doing the planting work.
那后来有一次。
And then one time.
我非常的受激励。
I was very much encouraged.
我在和一群这个牧师们，美国牧师们在一起祷告分享的时候，
I was sharing and praying with a lot of pastors, American pastors.
我就分享到我们在纽约上周这样一个福音的工作，虽然教会人不多，但是隔几年换一批人，几乎80%全都换掉。
So we talk about, you know, we don't have a lot of people that we're serving, but after a few years and the turnover rate is.So hard with almost 80%.
隔几年就是这样子，这个每年都要开很多的欢送会。
And every year we have a lot of going away parties for those sermons.
有一年我开欢送会就欢送了20多个人。
And one time I had a going away party for 20 people.
一次，对不起，一年啊。
One year.
那然后我就跟这些美国牧师们就分享。
So I share with the American pastors.
然后这个美国牧师们他们很兴奋。
And they got very excited.
他说：“哦，原来你们能够 reach 这么多的人。”
Oh, wow, you can reach so many people.
哦，然后有这么多的人搬走。
There are so many people that moved.
然后你们也带了不少人信主。
And also, you have also led many people to believe in God.
他说：“你知道吗？所有这些搬走的人都是你们派出去的宣教士啊。”
All those people that were sent out or moved were your missionaries.
哦，我突然理解明白了。
All of a sudden, it came to me that I came to understand.
然后过了几年，有一次有一个弟兄啊，一个同学，他跟我们联系。
After a few years later, a classmate got in touch with me.
他呢要回来我们教会受洗。
He wanted to come back to our church to be baptized.
那从哪里回来呢
？Where did he come back from?
沙特阿拉伯。
Saudi Arabia.
他本来在我们那个地方读书。
And he used to work. He used to study in New York.
在团契当中呢是一个慕道友。
And he was a catechumen in the fellowship.
然后这个对福音有兴趣，但是还没有觉知，没有真正的来悔改归主，转学走了。
And he was interested in the gospel, but did not make the decision before he moved.
转到沙特阿拉伯有一个叫什么什么国王大学，就是号称全世界最有钱的那个大学。
And he went to a university in Saudi Arabia, was very rich university.
到那边继续去读博士。
And he continued on his doctorship.
他在那边信主了，然后回来美国开会，说要回来教会受洗。
And he believed in God while he was there, and then he decided to come back to the United States.Have a meeting and then want to be baptized in the United States.
他就受洗见证鼓励了所有的弟兄姊妹。
And that testimony has encouraged a lot of us.
他说我在沙拉伯那个人生地不熟的地方。
Now when I was in, he said he was when he was in Saudi Arabia, and he didn't know anybody.
福音的种子在他的心中啊，这个发芽了。
And then the seed of gospel grew in his heart.
也没有人再继续跟他传福音，他自己做的觉知祷告。
And nobody.You know, share gospel with him when he was there, but he just decided to believe.
啊，信了主以后，他还知道，他说我得有这个团契，我得有教会呀。
And after believing, he wanted to have a fellowship and he wanted to join a church.
可你到沙特阿拉伯哪里去找呢
？But it's very hard to find a Christian church in Saudi Arabia.
他在餐厅吃饭的时候遇到了另外两个中国同学。
And when he was dining, he saw another two other students from China.
哎，发现他们也是刚信主不久。
And I found out they were Christians, they just knew Christians as well.
三个人就在那个沙特阿拉伯这个非常封闭的伊斯兰国家里面开始了一个小小的团契。
And the three of them started fellowship in the very close looped Saudi Arabic country.
那也没有人带领他们，他们就从网上去找资料，然后就网上去找这个圣经，中文的圣经。
No one was giving them directions. They just went online and found a Bible.
在沙特阿拉伯呢，所有的基督教的外面这个网站全都是给你封掉的。
In Saudi Arabia, all the Christian websites were blocked.
但是呢，中文的这些圣经网站它没有封，因为沙特阿拉伯人不懂中文。
But except for the Chinese Bible website, because they didn't understand Chinese.
他们就这样的来学习看网上的这些讲道，然后就这个团契增长了20多个人。
So their fellowship grew as they read the website, and while they studied through the website, and their fellowship grew to 20 people.
神就这样带领这位弟兄，然后回来受洗，给我们做这个见证。
And how this is how God guided them to come back and then give this testimony.
他这个受洗的礼物，我们送给他一本那个精装那个中文的圣经啊，中英文的圣经，他都不能带回去。他说我现在留在教会，下次我回来的时候我再取。
We give him a present as his for his baptism, which is the Chinese, a very well decorated Chinese Bible. But he said he could not bring it back because they didn't allow it.
啊，对，因为你过海关的时候被查的，根本不让带进来的。
You probably will be kept at the custom.
就是就在那种环境当中，神就使用我们当时离开的还是慕道友啊，后来在那边信主的弟兄，就来为主做奇妙的工作。
It's amazing that he left as a catechumen and came back as a Christian and became such a good testimony for us.
所以我们知道我们要刚强。
And we know we need to be strong.
像农夫一样。
Just like the farmers.
在逆境中，在还没有看到收成的时候，仍然坚持辛勤劳作。
In adversity, He persists to work hard.
我们虽然常常不能够立竿见影，也不能拔苗助长，但是我们在忍耐等候当中显出刚强与坚固。
But some we don't see instant results, but in waiting, we We have to work hard. We have to reveal our strength.
神让我们看到他自己圣灵做工的果效。
And God allow us to see the effort of the Holy Spirit and Himself.
好，所以第一点 ，endeavor 啊，不断的努力。
The first point is endeavor.
啊，刚强。第二点呢，另外一个命令是什么呢？你要交托。
And the second command is to entrust.
你在许多见人面前听见我所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to reach teach others also.
那么这样的一个吩咐呢，打一个比方，运动员。
Such command like will be very much demonstrated in athletes.
第五节，人若在场上比武，这个比武不是军事，是运动体育比赛，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
Verses 5, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
啊，那我先请问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you guys a question.
在提摩太后书这个二章第二节，我们刚才读的这一节当中有几代人？
In Timothy, Second Timothy, verses chapter 2, verses 2, how many generations did this verse refer to?
啊，就是这个第二节，有几代人？啊，我们的水平都很高，呀，四代人啊，大家都，我这边的四代人。
Everybody knows there are four generations.
有没有说三代的
？Anybody thought about three generations?
有没有说五代的
？Or five generations?
正确答案已经给出来了，这叫四世同堂原理。
There is the correct answer is four generations.
啊，在教会当中做门训、做门徒训练，常常会用这一节。
But disciple trainings in the church, this verse is very well referenced.
我们一起来看哪四代人好不好
？Let's go over which are the four generations.
第一代人是谁
？Who's the first generation?
保罗嘛，我是不是？
好，
就保罗写的哈，我啊，第二代人是谁？你。提摩太对不对、啊、见证人不是一代哈，那个见证人不是一代，我是第一代，你是第二代，然后呢第三代，那忠心能教导别人的人是第三代，第四代别人、
啊、
所以在这一句话当中一下出了四代。
So in this sentence, we talk about four generations.
我们要把信仰代代相传。我们今天的这个主题啊，弟兄姊妹们，要交托。
Which is closely related to our topic. We have to entrust.
啊，要 entrust。好，那么我们说到这个门徒训练啊 ，discipleship training.
So we talk about discipleship training.
这门徒的定义到底是什么
？What's the definition of disciple?
怎么来定义
？How do you define disciple？
实际上，如果你去看原文呢 ，disciple 这个词，门徒这个词就是学生的意思。
You look at the scripture, disciple means student.
它和哪个词相对呢？和夫子
then,
啊，拉比。
As opposed to teacher.
哎、啊，这个就是这个夫子拉比是老师 teacher， 然后这个 disciple 是学生，是这个意思。
So teacher and disciple.
那么这个学生啊，门徒，如果要是我们在信仰的这样一个环境当中，教会当中，我们给一个定义，可能不尽精确的话，可以这样说。
So in terms of beliefs on church, disciple is pretty much a student.
啊，这个门徒呢，也可以说定义为啊，大家听好，就是能够带领别人做门徒的人。
So disciples can be also be defined as to lead others to be disciples.
你说这个不是这是循环定义了吗？circular definition. 我们来看马太福音第二十八章。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
在这个大使命啊这一段话当中 ，the Great Commission.
So in this verse, it talks about the Great Commission.
耶稣说所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
So and Jesus came and spoke to them saying All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth Go therefore and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to be observed all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. 那在这一段很有名的大使命当中呢，我相信我们有的弟兄姊妹可能知道，实际上真正的命令吩咐，也就是所谓的这个谓语啊，主要动词就一个。
In this great commanding, actually the most essential verb of command is only one.
其他的好多我们看着像是动词谓语的都是分词，都是加这个 ing 来修饰主要谓语的。
So every other verb is we've seen with ing attached to it pretty much is trying to decorate or trying to modify this verb.
所以这个地方呢，用一点这个文法的这个解经呢。挺重要的。
So、it's very essential, important how we interpret this verse.
那么这个主要谓语啊，主要一个唯一的动词到底是哪一个呢
？What is that verb?
弟兄姊妹知道吧
？Do you know?
啊，一般呢，我们常常会觉得是去。
We often think that was the go or come.
那在圣经当中，其他地方主耶稣也确实讲，你们要去使万民啊，这个你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，是有讲过这个话的。
The scripture did say, well, you have to go to share the gospel to all nations.
但是在这个地方呢，这个去实际上原文是 going 加 ing， 是一个形容词。
In particular, this actually this verb go had ing attached to it, which means it is adjacent.
It's not a verb.
Also, baptizing is the same.
啊，这个教训他们 teaching 还是加 ing.
So teaching is also with ing.
真正的唯一的主要动词那个吩咐是使作门徒。
So the only important verb is to make disciples.
这个是那个吩咐大使命的核心。
Which is the core of the command.
那今天在教会当中，有的时候我们常常这样说，如果不严谨的话，也可以这样说了。我们说带一个人先信主就成为信徒。
So in today we're not very strict with the scripture. We can also say just come make one person become a disciple and believe in God and he then become a disciple.
啊，然后受洗入教成为教徒。
You were baptized and become part of a church member.
哎，然后这个受洗了以后，参加这个门训班，再做门徒。
After disciple training, he became a disciple.
啊，成为 disciple 啊，然后呢，这个人这个跟随主的时间越来越长，年纪也越来越大啊，然后变成圣徒。
As he grew older and then he spent a lot of time in church and he became a saint.
啊，当然也有人开玩笑啊，我们在教会里面虽然信了主很多年，灵命不长进，那叫糊里糊涂。
Or his spiritual life did not grow, but he's been a believer for many years. I don't know what that.
这个很难翻译。所有这些徒弟兄姊妹们，实际上神跟我们要的是门徒。
But with everything we just talked about, God wants us to be His disciples.
我们每一个人从信主的那一刻开始，也就应该实际上是已经是主的门徒、学生。
Every one of us, as we believed in God, we became His disciples.
那么到底这个门徒成为主的学生，它这个重要意义在哪里
？What's the importance of becoming a disciple?
学生要向谁学习，弟兄姊妹们
？Who do we learn from?
啊，向自己的老师学习，是不是、啊、
？The disciples we have to learn from our teacher.
啊，你看那个听京剧哈、啊，你不管是这个派那个派，我自己是不太懂京剧，中国那个叫什么？北京 opera 啊。但是呢，你是从哪一派跟哪个师傅学的？哇、哦，他这个唱腔就非常的像他的这个师傅这一派。
So in the Beijing opera, which is it has the rule very strict that you have to follow your students very much like his teacher.
那这个学生呢，就要把自己的老师能够彰显出来。
And then the students have to be able to reveal the characteristic of his teacher.
啊，还有一点，这个徒弟呢，要能够继续来带其他的徒弟，把老师这个传承再传承下去。
And then he also to pass it on to his disciples what he's learned from his teacher.
好，啊，我们在这里打一个啊 比喻。
Another parable we wanted to, not want to tell you.
思想一个情景啊，有两个宣教士要到印度去传福音。假设印度人口10亿，现在已经不止了。
Suppose there is a scene that we have two missionaries that wanted to ministers and wanted to share the gospel in India.
啊，那么呢，第一位宣教士他的福音策略呢？他说我特别会传福音，我是一个 gospel machine 福音机器。
The first missionary actually has an agenda.Which is he call himself a gospel machine.
一分钟我就带一个人信主。
And he can make somebody believe in Jesus in a minute.
啊，我们上次听那个三福培训，对不对？你可以长讲30-40分钟，短了5分钟。他说我一分钟就带一个人信主。
We just talk about the evangelical explosion last week, and we can actually make somebody believe in Jesus in a few minutes.
好，问题来了，这个人呐、啊，他不吃不喝不睡。24/7，他需要多少年才能够带全印度的人归主
？So if he continues his effort without eating or sleeping, and then 24/7, how long does it take for everyone on earth to believe in God？
我们大家要不要猜一猜？把手机拿出来，赶快摁那个计算器。
If you want to calculate that, it's a math problem.
多少年印度10亿人全民归主？
How long does it take for the population of India to believe in Jesus if he continues his efforts by himself?
随便猜，有没有人愿意给个数字
？Take a good guess.
差不多。
More or less.
好几百年啊，1902年。
1902 years.
19th century.
About 19th century.
19th century以后
After 19th centuries,
如果这个人能活这么长
If he were able to live that long,
现在在印度那些人能活这么长
Or those people who believed in Jesus,
才有机会都听到福音都带信归主
Or they were able to live that long, they were able to believe in God.
在这19th century当中出生的人怎么办呢？
What happened in those people that were born during this 1900 years?
继续在天堂门口排队。
They were still lined up before the heaven's gate.
好，第二位宣教士。
The second missionary.
他说我要用圣经模式。
His agenda is to use the Bible, agenda.
对不对，摩德啊？像这个提摩太后书2:2这样代代相传。
Is to disciple by generation by generation.
他说每一年带一个人信主。
So we'll make one person believe in every year.
然后像主耶稣这样跟这一位门徒同吃同睡同住来造就他。
And then you spend much effort like Jesus to his disciples to build him.
一年以后，师傅带出徒弟来了。
A year later, he's got a disciple.
这个徒弟也像师傅一样，两个人可以一起出去传福音了。
And then the disciple joins him to.The gospel.
下一年每个人再带一个，然后再造就一个。
And then year after year, its number keeps growing.
哎，这个好像有点慢，对不对
？It starts a little slow.
一年以后两个，两年以后4个，3年以后8个，4年以后16个。
So it's two by two factors grows by two factors every year.
问题又来了，多少年以后全民归主，10亿人都归主
？Same question applies. How many years does that?Strategy takes to make all the population in India to believe in God.
大家有没有人愿意猜一猜
？Take a good guess.
比1900年多还是少吧
？Is it more than 1900 years or less?
少多了。
It's much less.
30年。
It only takes 30 years.
一代人的时间。
One generation.
全印度人就能够归主。
To make an entire population of India to believe in God.
上一次袁晓牧师来带我们这个三元福音背经布道的这个讲座。
Last time, Pastor Yuan talked about the evangelism explosion.
也是同样，为什么说福音爆炸
？Why we talk about explosion？
这里可能字稍微有点小啊。
It's probably hard to read.
三福传福音，如果第一年你带100个人信主。
We make 100 people believe in God in the first year.
第二年100人出去带200个人信主。
That 100 people goes on to make 200 people.
第三年400个人信主。
And Keep goes on.
那么到了第十五年，能够一百多万人信主。
So on year 15, we have more than a million people.
那是不是一个福音的爆炸？因为指数性的增加。
It is a explosion because it's increased by exponentially.
所以我们说这个三元福音被进步道，它不是单单只是教一个传福音的方法。
It's not just talk about how to evangelize.
而是门徒的造就。
Disciple building.
把人带到主的面前，把他培训好，然后再差派出去。
To bring people before the Lord and then train him and then bring him out.
你要交托哪能忠心教导别人的人。
And to entrust those who are faithful to able to teach others.
那么这个地方那个忠心也很重要，忠心教导别人的人。
Faithful here is also very important.
那在这个后书的二章十五节，这里也讲到说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。
So Timothy second verses 15, Second Timothy chapter 2 verses 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那这个按照正义分解这个词呢，在原文当中，这个希腊文特别有意思。
In Greek, it's very interesting how to interpret the rightly dividing word of truth.
他就说啊，如果你在这个山里面开一条路，
if you try to construct a road in the mountains,
啊，把这个山劈开，
you have to divide the mountain by into two.
然后直直的一条路这个开过去，
that straight road goes through the mountain.
两边的这个山呢，笔直笔直的，
and then the mountains on the side they look very steep.
Rightly divide 啊、
so rightly divide into two
啊，那有的我们中国人这个更形象，有人讲说你这个拿菜刀劈一块豆腐，一劈下去以后，左边一块，右边一块，直直的，平平的。
It's more vivid description in Chinese, like you're cutting tofu, and it's very strict, very sharp edges.
我们对神的道要非常的忠心，非常的清楚来讲解神的真理。
We have to be explicitly clear with God's word.
忠心的教导。
And with faithful teach.
我们大家都做了一个传话的游戏。啊，一个叫 telephone game.
We have all done a telephone game before.
啊，这个传话游戏什么呢？比如说我这个跟 Nancy 啊，我的 Nancy 耳朵边小声跟他说啊，说今天下午三点钟。然后在我们本地哪个餐馆101啊，然后这个冯牧师啊，请大家来吃满汉全席。
So I tell Nancy that a secret sentence that I'm asking everybody to have a party or for dinner for dinner tonight.
然后呢，这个 Nancy 就开始往这边传啊，这个屏幕，然后啊，我们的这个严新弟兄下来，就是一个传，然后传到最后那个角落。
And Nancy shared the word to the person right next to her, and then it keep goes on and all the way to the end of this room.
传到那个边上，我们哪位弟兄看不见啊？就传到后面，传给旭婷弟兄。
And then the ghost goes to Brother Xu Ting.
然后就问旭婷弟兄，我说我刚才跟 Nancy 说的是什么？
And I asked Brother Xu Ting, what did I tell Nancy?
那这个因为啊，我们教会弟兄姊妹这个灵命程度都非常的高。
We have very good spiritual life.
然后这个旭婷弟兄跟我说啊，哦，说刚才你跟Nancy 说的是这个话。
And then 旭婷 told me what I told Nancy.
啊，说下礼拜天早上8:30，我们来到这里呢，大家一起开祷告会。
Next Sunday we will have a prayer meeting here at the church.
我听得很高兴啊，是不是？
I'm very pleased to hear that.
那做牧师当然高兴了。
As a pastor.
而且钱包里省钱嘛。
And I get to save money.
我们以前都做这游戏，这个传，不知道哪儿就传走样了。
I've done this before, so when the word gets spread, at some point the word changed.
当我们一代一代一代往下传递主的教训的时候。这个中心按照正义的分解特别的重要。
We pass on God's teaching generation by generation, the accuracy is very important.
所以我们要交托哪能中心？我们问一个问题：我们基督教保守主义，我们常常说我们是保守主义，到底保守什么
？So that's why we have to entrust with the faithful, and also we have another question. We also call ourselves conservatives. What does conservative mean? What is conservative?
所谓这个保守，不就是保守它不变样，对不对呀？
So we conserve that things doesn't change.
保守的这个新鲜。
To preserve it fresh.
不要腐化，变质。
To preserve that so it doesn't decay.
大家知道，在大使命马太福音二十八章当，这个大使命二十八章当中有这么一句：凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
So, in Matthew 28, the big command that teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
这里有一个很关键、很关键一个词，叫做 all， 所有凡。
A critical word here is all, everything.
所以大家知道，我们教会使命还有一句话叫持守圣经。
Another mission that our church have is to exalt the Bible, the Word.
啊，我们所保守的乃是那亘古不变的真道。
We're preserving the everlasting word of God.
啊，大家知道，在这个法庭上面一作证，常有这么一句话，叫做 "the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth"， 是不是啊
？You testify in court, you always say the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
我们传就得这么传 ，the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
That's exactly what we need to how we need to share the verses.
但使徒保罗在《使徒行传》第二十章跟以弗所教会长老道别的时候所讲的，神的旨意我们没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
This is how Apostle Paul told the elders in the church that we have to share every gospel of the God without any changes.
今天我们是不是真正把圣经 Holy Bible 当成 Holy Bible， 还是把 Holy Bible 当成 Holy Bible？
The way we treat today, do we treat the Holy Bible as Holy or Holy Bible or treat it as Holy Bible？
H O L Y 还是 H O L E Y？
Which one? H O L Y or H O L E Y？
第一个是神圣的意思，第二个是充满了很多洞 ，Holy 啊，好多孔洞、漏洞。
Holy means is
H O L Y.
Means holy, but the other one means a lot of holes in it.
不是说神真正在你的圣经当中拿那个刻刀去挖洞啊。
It's not a word carving holes in the Bible.
但是今天有的时候，有的人到了教会，虽然拿着一本全本的圣经，可是在他的心里面，在他的脑海当中，在圣经上已经挖了很多的洞。
So today we have many people that might have a Bible, Holy Bible in their hand, but in his mind, there are a lot of holes.
最近我就跟有这样的人这个谈，跟他谈了很久很久。
I've talked to someone who's very similar to what I just described.
他说自己是信圣经的。
And he said he believed in the Bible.
但是跟他谈多了，发现实际上他不信圣经，或者不全信圣经。
As the conversation goes on, I discovered that he doesn't truly believe in God or not completely believe in.
如果人可以自己来 pick and choose 来选择哪里信哪里我不信，
If I can pick and choose which part I get to believe and which I do not，
那我们任何一个人可以发展出来任何你自己所要的教义。
I can develop pretty much any scripture that I wanted to have。
那我们传到现在这么多代，圣经早就变味了。
So after generation and generation, I think the Bible might not even be the Bible that God want given us。
我给大家看这一节经文，人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
I want to show this verse to you, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
According to the rules, 运动员除了其他的方面，他们也是非常的辛苦、刻苦啊，努力的来锻炼。运动员还有一点很特别的，他们是特别遵守规矩。
And athletics, they endure a lot of hardships, and also they vary by the rules.
你如果不遵守规矩，立刻这黄牌、红牌就来了。
They don't, and they will get punishment.
立刻就是犯规。
And then they, when they did, they will get harsh punishment.
不管你是参加什么样的体育比赛、运动，是规规矩矩、原原本本。
So any athletic competition, you have to abide the rules.
你看我们打篮球。
Like we play basketball.
咱们本地这个，尤其 college football 啊，这 college 这个 basketball 啊，非常的受欢迎，打篮球。
The local basketball is very popular.
那你就是要拍一下球跑一步，拍一下球跑一步，对不对
？We have to We have pretty much pat on the ball and then take a step.
你再着急，你也不能抱下来球我就跑。
We can't just take the ball and run.
你抱下来球就跑，你可以，那就不是篮球了。
We take the ball and run is not called basketball.
那是叫什么球？
What is called?
年轻人叫什么球？叫 football， 对不对？哎，那 football 你就可以抱着球跑。
And in football, you can just take the ball and run.
哎，但是你这个 football 呢，你就是抱着跑，你就不能随便拿脚踢。
And you can't just kick.
对吧？大家都是这样扔的啊，就不能去踢啊。
Can't kick the ball, you can only throw the ball.
除了最后那一下，那个踢一下。
The only except for the last one that you can kick.
哎，所以你说我打 football， 我拿脚踢，非要拿脚踢，可以，但是这不是 football 了。
And I do want to kick the ball, but it's not called football anymore.
哎 ，football， 你如果拿脚踢，它就不是 football， 叫什么？就叫 soccer 了。
We kick the ball, it's called soccer.
所以我也不明白，这 football 拿脚踢就不叫 football 了，就我不明白。
I don't understand why it's no longer called football if you kick the ball.
但是它就是有这样不同的这个规矩。
That's how the rules are set.
Fan 规矩就不能得冠冕。
You don't get the crown without according to the rules.
今天我们若是对神的规矩有敬畏。
You have to be fearful to God's rules.
对神的话语有敬畏，我们就规规矩矩、原原本本的一代一代往下传。
You have to be fearful with God's words and then.Pass it on generation by generation.
有一次我读了一篇文章，我心中特别的受激励。
Once I read an article that very kind of moved me.
他说，如果在初代教会
，In the first generation of churches,
有一个人活2000年来到今天
，And if a person were able to live for 2000 years and still alive today,
他进入一间今天的真正是在传讲圣经真理的教会。
And goes to a real church that actually spreads gospel.
我们 CCMC 教会，我们很谦卑的 ，in our humble opinion.
In the humble opinion of CCMC,
which I highly regard. 我们尽力持守圣经的真理。
And we try our best to preserve the words of God.
那么这一位初代的教会的圣徒，在这样的教会，他会发现很多其他的方面，唱的歌曲、大家的服饰、讲的语言都不一样。
And he might find everything how we worship, how we speak is totally different from his age.
但是有一点，传讲的信息没有变。
But one except for the words we're talking, the God's word didn't change.
还是这一本古旧的圣经。
And it's still the old rug Bible.
这个世界，这个社会再怎么样的混乱，圣经的真理是永远不变的。
No matter how chaotic the world is, the Bible and the truth doesn't change.
一个洞都不能够挖。
Not only one hole can be craved.
你要交托。
You have to entrust.
第三点，第三、第四节连着。
And verses 3 and 4,
保罗继续说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
And Paul continues, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
你要刚强，你要交托，这里呢你要受苦。
You have to be strong, you have to entrust, now you have to endure.
哇，这里显出使徒保罗对他真儿子的这个 tough love 来了。
This really reveals the tough love that Paul has to his real son.
这个提摩太已经都这么难受了，对不对啊？已经都这个泪流满面了。
And Timothy was really, you know, in hardship and he was weeping tears.
我们说这个保罗啊，这是你的儿子啊。
And Paul is your son.
给他一点 spiritual massage, 对不对？这个属灵的按摩多好。
Kind of give him a spiritual massage.
保罗来一个 harsh word, 你要受苦，你受的苦还不够啊。
And then Paul went on and said it's not enough.
要像一个精兵那样来受苦。
You have to endure like a good soldier.
我们在座的有当过兵的啊。
Someone have been in the army.
上次我们说过啊，在咱们教会里面有共军、有国军、有美军，美军中校。
We have many white people that serve in different branches of services.
我对军人有一份特别的尊敬。
I have a special respect towards soldiers.
我给大家看过我的那个军帽。
I've shown my cap, service cap to people last time.
当然了，是保家卫国、真正保护人民的军人。
But particularly the soldiers who protect the people.
军人是要吃苦的。
And soldiers endure hardship.
我们有一句话叫做“平时多流汗，战时少流血”。
And there's a saying that we sweat during normal days, and then we don't have to bleed in the war.
Yeah. 那么，弟兄姊妹们，军人呢会受苦。
And soldiers endure suffering.
可是军人还有一句话，当我们这个训练的时候。
And then there's another saying that when, during training.
我们说 pain is weaknesses leaving your body. 这个是很难话，就是你感觉到疼痛啊，腰酸腿疼的是什么呢？是你的软弱离开你身体的时候。
When you feel pain, it's pretty much your weakness leaving your body.
我知道这个话是蛮严的呀。
It's a very tough word.
有的时候我们在自己已经身处苦难当中。
So sometimes we're in hardship.
我特别理解。
And I truly understand.
最近我送一个弟兄去医院。
This time I escorted a brother to the hospital.
他这个做手术，手术之后还流血。
And after surgery, he was still bleeding.
那当时他刚做完手术，我去医院去看望他的时候，跟他一起祷告。
And after surgery, I pray with him.
他说我那个疼的呀，真是受不了。
And I can't really endure the pain.
因为是那个全麻都过去以后，然后医生给他用一种很痛很痛的那个药。
And after anesthesia has passed, and he was still given a very painful medicine.
那当时和这个弟兄怎么说？说什么呢
？And what did the brother say?
我说是让我很理解，我很理解。
I said I understood.
在多年以前，我曾经也做过这样一个手术。
Actually, I've been through the same treatment years ago.
也是在我的腿上。
And the same location.
医生说给我用麻药，但实际上根本那个麻药一点作用都没有起。
And then the doctor kind of told me he was going to give me an anesthesia, but it didn't work.
我都感觉那个刀伸到我的那个伤口皮下那样去绞去挖。
And I can clearly feel that the surgical knife was cutting my flesh.
把一个很大的一个包，我就长脓，把它很深把它挖出来。
And I had a cocoon or a cyst underneath that be wiped out.
痛得不得了。
And it was very painful.
我说在那个时候
and the time,
我突然感受到一点
and I suddenly came to understand,
感受到什么呢
what did I understand?
我稍微稍微的能体会那么一丁点耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受的那种痛苦
and I came to understand very little pain a little bit of the very little bit of the pain that Jesus Christ has suffered on the cross
这一节啊第三节你要和我同受苦难这同受苦难是对的他把它正确发出来你不要他不是说你要受苦而是同受苦
and then in verse 3 it says join me in suffering which means we're suffering together
但是这个翻译呢这个作者这个翻译者把它加上和我啊就跟提摩太说因为他是提摩太是保罗的真儿子嘛所以爸爸跟人说你跟我一起来同受苦
so in the translation it added another character which Timothy is suffering together with Paul as their good father and son
可以理解因为保罗被传福音是不是受很多很多的苦弟兄姊妹们
and it's very much understandable because as Paul paid great hardship during his trip to spread the gospel.
啊，这个鞭子打石头打盗贼的危险江河的危险多少多少这些很多的苦
he has been through many hardships、
但是呢实际上这个和我这是翻译者加上去的并不完全准确
and it's not quite accurate when they added the suffering together or join me in suffering
不单是和保罗呀
not only Paul
众圣徒那些主的使徒门徒哪一个不受苦呢
and every other disciple that I knewThat in Scripture has endured hardship.
宣教士的血是教会的种子。
And the blood shed of missionaries are the seeds of the church.
这是教会历史上非常有名的一句话。
It's very well known verses in churches.
不单是保罗。
Not only Paul.
与众圣徒一起受苦。
And suffer with all disciples.
那再进一步，我们看后面怎么说啊？
And then we take another step further.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是在与谁同受苦啊？
And then who would we suffer with?
我们真正的安慰，这个 love， 这个爱从哪里来？耶稣基督主受过我们一切的苦，比我们都多。
Where did the true comfort come from, which is Jesus Christ, who has suffered more than all of us?
你再难过吗？你再绝望吗？你再伤心吗？耶稣基督全都知道。
Are you in despair? Are you heartbroken? And Jesus Christ knows it all.
他把他钉痕的手伸出来给你，用他钉痕的手来搂着你和我。
His hands are with holes of the nail, and he's wrapping around with those hands.
所以这里不单是 tough， 而且真的有 love。
It's not only tough, and it also has love.
刚才我们说四代同堂。
We mentioned four generations in the same roof before.
第二节，不错，是四代同堂。
Chapter in verses two, there are four generations under the same roof.
第一代是保罗。
First generation is Apostle Paul.
但如果我们往前多看一节，往后多看一节，我们就看到实际上使徒保罗还不是那个第一代，对不对
？If you look at the verse before and the verse after, and we come to realize that Apostle Paul is not the first generation.
第一节说你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
And verse one says you have to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
第三节说好像基督耶稣的精兵。
And then verse three says you endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
四代之前还有一代。
And there's another generation before the four generations.
一切都是出于我爱我们的主。
And everything comes from the love of Jesus Christ.
我马上就结束了。
About to end here.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身。
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affair of his life.
好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
我们今天跟随主的人。
And today we follow Jesus Christ.
不是说不可以有世上的事业、学业。
Not that we cannot have a career.
不是说不可以在世上有车子、房子、有存款等等这些。
Not that we can't have houses, we can't have cars or our belongings.
但是这里说是不将事物缠身 entangle in it.
And the point here is do not entangle yourself with the affairs.
我们知道今天神给我们在这世上有许多的祝福。
And we have a lot of blessings on earth given by God today.
但是若是一个做当兵的人。
But if we're a tough soldier, we are a soldier.
永远把元帅的命令摆在第一位。
And we also take precedence.The orders from the commanding officer.
我们夜里三点钟一个紧急集合，五分钟以后大家都在楼下了。
Three o'clock in the morning we get an order, and then 5 minutes later we're all downstairs.
其他所有一切都不重要，主的命令最重要。
Nothing else matters except for the orders of Jesus Christ.
好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
And who may only please who enlisted him.
保罗的真儿子提摩太
Paul's true son Timothy
他让他自己的儿子也能够勇敢刚强起来
And he empowers his son to be strong
让我遇到好多这个军人呢我跟他们一谈发现他们上面爸爸爷爷几代都是军人
I talk to soldiers and I often discover his father and grandfather were also soldiers
啊这叫上武之家啊，军人的家庭。
It's called a military bread.
啊，这个中文有句话，虎父无犬子啊。
In Chinese, there's eagles do not breed doves.
这话很有意思。
It's a very interesting verse.
你想想，如果要是在我们的家庭、我们的家族当中，我们把这个信仰也能够代代相传。
If we're in our family, we can pass the faith through generations.
这是何等大的祝福！
What blessing is this?
我们教会当中有弟兄或者姐妹，家里上面几代是基督徒。
I've known brothers and sisters whose generations in his family were Christians.
有那个美好的信仰的传承。
They have a very good pass on of the good faith.
我听到弟兄分享，在文化大革命当中，家里面的这个上一辈是怎么样的来忠心的持守这个信仰。
I've also heard stories in the Great Cultural Revolution how family members preserve his faith during that hard time.
今天这个时代，这个世界不是基督的朋友。
And today the world is not a friend of Jesus.
我们知道我们也都何等的软弱。
We know how fragile we are.
我们只能说求主怜悯帮助我们。
We can only say that help us have mercy on us and help us, God.
让我们不单是在教会当中为主造就门徒，一代代的相传。
Not only do we build disciples in the church，
在我们的家庭，在我们的家族当中，求主施恩，让我们也一代一代的把这样的祝福传递下去。
In our family, in our family, we hope that we have this generation, we preserve this faith generation by generation。
那我们中间的年轻人，真的，我对你们说一句话。你们就是神国的未来。
I have a particular word I want to tell the young people here that you are the future of God's kingdom.
教会的未来，福音的未来是在你们手上的。
And churches and the future of the church is in your hand.
好了，时间差不多了。我们一般讲到就是三点，就是 3-point sermon 啊。我们今天给大家一个 bonus point， 第四点。
So we normally have 3 points for each sermon, but today I'm going to give you another point.
前面我们看了第一到第六节，前三节有三个叫做命令语气。
And in verses 1 to 6, we already talk about the commanding tense.
这个 bonus point 是第七节，还有一个叫 imperative mode.
There's another imperative mode in verses 7.
是什么呢？你要思想。
You have to reflect. You have to consider.
你要刚强，你要交托，你要同受苦难，还有。你要思想。
You have to be strong. You have to trust. You have to endure. Now you have to consider.
让我们把这三个吩咐，还有这三个榜样记在心中，让我们能够照着去行。
As remember all those points and then do as such.
求主给我们聪明智慧。
May God give us wisdom.
让我们不要左耳听右耳，左耳入右耳出。
Not that words come through the left ear and then come out of the right ear.
能够存在心底。
And then preserve in your heart.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主求主怜悯帮助我们。
God, please have your mercy and help us.
让我们像一个农夫。
Let's be like farmers.
像一个运动员。
Like an athlete.
像一个精兵。
Or as a soldier.
来忠信于主。
By loyally serve you.
靠主刚强。
Be strong.
遵守主的吩咐。
Obey your will.
代代相传。
And then pass it on the faith by generations.
为主打美好的仗。
And fight a great war for the Lord.
祝福我们的教会。
Have blessings to our church.
我们不单广传福音。
Not only we spread the gospel.
而且把人带到主的面前来，让他做得人的渔夫。
Also we bring people to your presence.
也求主保守我们在家庭当中，也把这样的信仰能够代代的传递下去。
And also preserve us like we can have this faith passed down generation by generation in your family.
求神的祝福不离开我们。
And God's blessing and be with us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.